green going to be available to you on Sunday?
Possibly. You're going to have to wait. You know, we don't go over who's going to play, who's not going to play.
Sean Payton said you really were helpful him in getting his coaching course done in the NFL. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, Sean's always been obviously a great quarterback, but he went to the NFL and very quickly and has done a heck of a job. Very sharp. I really admire what he does with his offense, and he's a guy that's always been in the head of the curve.
Do you guys have any similarities, offensive philosophy type of similarities?
Yeah, I think most coaches, you know, have some similar philosophies. Obviously, theirs a little different than ours, but he's been very successful what he's doing. And, you know, a quarterback's got a, you know, good feel for defenses, does a great job in play selection, calling plays. And he's a guy that if you're not on top of your game, you're going to be exposed.
He believes in the pass.
Pardon?
I said he believes in the pass.
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
They believe in a run. They believe in special teams, good defense. No, he does it all. I mean, he's got some great backs. You look at McAllister, you look at Bush, and he's gonna keep you off balance. He can do both, and if you're taking away the passing game, he's gonna run it, and if you run it, he's gonna throw it. And there's a lot of formations to keep you off balance.
Have you shut Tom down for an extended period of time, or just this week?
Or? Well, I'm gonna see how he feels, and we'll see how he feels next week, and we'll get a chance to kind of go through it. I just felt like watching him practice for a couple days, that wasn't in his best interest to practice. You know, you've watched a guy for 14 years, you know, when he's hurt, and we just thought it was best to give him a couple days rest.
So you get any more tests or anything like that, or is it just resting?
I don't think so. Just rest it.